A professor, moonlighting as a hitman of sorts for his city's police department, descends into dangerous, dubious territory when he finds himself attracted to a woman who enlists his services. This is Hitmen. It's now playing on Netflix, released on June 7th, and it stars Glenn Powell as Gary Johnson, Adria Arjuna as Madison Figueroa Masters. Those were your two main stars of the film. This is a very unlikely story. Of course, this is supposed to be based on a true story, but it seems like a really unlikely story, at least the way they've portrayed it. They put two leading actors that are very attractive. I guess that is what draws people a little bit to the film. This is based on a true story where Gary is essentially trying to entrap people in murder-for-hire plot. And he does run across Madison, who wants her husband dead, but he ends up talking her out of it. Eventually, the two form a relationship, and then not long after that, he never reveals to her that he's not a hitman, so he's playing this alter ego. So she thinks he's a cold-blooded murderer, and he told her how he would deal with the situation with her husband, and so she eventually decided to go and do the same. They don't show it, but she says she kills her husband. Now, since they're in a relationship, he was trying to defend her from the accusations from the police. One of the police officers, believed played by Mike Markoff, he was on to them and then find out that there was $1 million life insurance policy involved with her husband. The police officer knew about their plot and asked for a piece of the pie. Glenn Powell's character, Gary Johnson, he was having none of that. It culminates, Madison poisons or drugs the police officer. When he was starting to come to, Gary puts a bag over his head to make sure he never wakes up. So now you have two murderous couples that you in the beginning were rooting for, but in the end you're like, you can't really root for these two characters. It was an interesting film. It was smart at the beginning, but at the end you're feeling like even though it might be loosely based on a true story, you really aren't rooting for the main characters and you really want them both to go to jail. Anyhow, The Hitman, it was interesting. I do recommend, I think it was a fun watch. The film runs for 1 hour and 55 minutes. I would give Hitman 3 stars.